Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
Now, I'm still at the Real Deal down here in Goffs. Delighted to be joined by the head of people at Google, Helen Tynan. Helen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Now, you talked earlier, Helen, about HR, about the business of people. We'll come back to that in a second. Firstly, I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself. You're from Cork originally, and you didn't start out in the HR business.
No, I didn't. I grew up in Cork, and I went to college in Mary Eye in Limerick, started as a primary school teacher. Taught for a year, wasn't very good at it, and wanted to do something to get out of teaching. So I went back to college in UCC. I did a postgrad in computer science, and I started working in a software company. And I worked there for 2 years, and that was when I sort of discovered HR for the first time. I started interviewing new people who were joining the company or going out on campuses to help with graduate recruitment. And I thought, actually, I'd love to do this full time. And realised there was such a career as HR. So I got my first job in HR in a company called Amdahl Fujitsu, which was a mainframe manufacturing company, and then went back to college by night and studied HR.
Okay.
And then I realised I'd found what I liked, and I stayed at it for the next 20, 25 years.
Okay. And the world of HR, when we look at those early days in Amdahl, and even your current role now in Google, has HR changed? Is it still people managing people, but you know, what's different now than then?
There's an awful lot that's the same, and I find it as I've moved through the years and also as I've moved through companies, because it's all about people, and yeah, people are intrinsically the same. What changes is society, and so there's sometimes new fads, there's maybe new expectations that come from employees as they learn more about the world of work. I think when I started working, what you tended to have is people who joined companies and they stayed for a very long time. In our industry, they would never have stayed forever, but lots of other industries, people, whatever they graduated in, they stayed in that job and they stayed in that company for the rest of their life. Whereas if you fast forward to today, I mean, they talk about millennials will typically change jobs every 2 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So employees nowadays, they know what they want. They know whether they're enjoying themselves or not. And if they're not, they will change. Sometimes they'll change themselves. They'll go back to college and study again because they know they're a bit more interested in X rather than Y. And sometimes they want to change to different companies, different countries.
Yeah.
Mobility is a much bigger thing. So the world has changed, but fundamentally people and what HR are advising are, a lot of it's still the same.
And the commitment is probably shorter, the two-way commitment from an individual to a company. Not that either aren't committed to each other, but, you know, companies don't last as long maybe as they did in previous generations. The rise of companies from nothing to huge global companies has been really fast. And, you know, HR has to try and keep up with that some way.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. As I say, we've already talked about how employees are more inclined to move around. But you're right, companies change. And sometimes companies grow, sometimes they go bust, sometimes they contract, sometimes they pull out of markets or they pull out of countries. So there's varying flexibility. It's a much more flexible world. And so you need people who are a little bit more nimble with it all and can adapt to it. There's also a lot of talk at the moment around machine learning and artificial intelligence and what difference that will make. I think the biggest difference it'll make to cultures and to employers is going to be around being agile and flexible. So the job you're doing today may morph. You may need to be constantly gaining skills or just be comfortable with change.
Yeah. There'll be jobs, there'll just be different jobs.
Exactly. Yeah. And jobs for all types of people. I think people think you're only going to have a job if you're a computer scientist. That's not the case. There still will be jobs for all of the varieties that we're talking about. What we may find is more stuff is automated. But I mean, I've worked in the technology industry for 25 years. We've been hearing about automation and how jobs are going to be done away with. They don't. There is more and more that's being automated. We're just being given information that has been automated, so we don't have to do that type of work. We have to interpret it, or we have to use it to support people or to sell things to people or to advertise or to build different things. We still need people.
And again, the way we work, Helen, when we look at the kind of always-on generation, that fusion now that we have between work and home life, and people talk about work-life balance probably more than they ever did before, are we any better at managing that than we once were?
I think we've always talked about work-life balance, but it used to be about the hours of work that you did in the office.
Yeah.
Whereas, as you say, it's changed with this always on. You can leave office. You can leave the office at a particular time. You can go home at 5 o'clock. You can go home at 4 o'clock. But the reality is people are still on their phones or they're on their laptops. So it's a different battle in terms of trying to maintain work-life balance. I think it's something that a lot of companies are recognizing. I know from our perspective as a company, Google in their products is trying to build it. You know, things like you can turn off emails syncing on your phone at a particular, you can put a rule into the system that says, I don't want updates on emails between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. the following morning. So there's more things that you can do with technology to try and distance yourself from it. But sometimes it's the human habits that you have to break. You can make the technology work for you, but there's always that temptation when you're bored to flick on, look at something on your phone, and then before you know it, your mind is active and you're thinking. So it takes willpower as well as technology.
Yeah, it must be really interesting for you managing, I suppose, the human aspect of things for such a large and dynamic company as Google, which is also a technology company. There's a bit of a dichotomy there, is there not?
Yeah, there is. But as I say, I think there's a recognition in the development of our products around that balance that's needed. And then there's a recognition for us internally for our own company around how do we manage and how do we help our employees to manage that. So there's a big focus on mindfulness, on resilience, on work-life balance, on mental health, all of these things to help our own employees while also taking it, taking responsibility for it in our products as well in terms of how we design them.
You spoke earlier about culture, and I was intrigued to hear what you said around, you know, there's a view maybe that it's driven from the top and the lower echelons of an organization. Is it really about, you know, people will do what they see, people will behave the way the boss or the owner behaves? Like, it is quite personal culture, but it has a way of fanning out throughout an organization.
Yeah. I mean, there's an awful lot to be said for culture and the work that you can do around culture bottoms up and the interventions you can make at all levels in the company. But I am a huge believer that culture starts at the top of the organization. So what does the founder believe in? What values do they have? What way do they want the company to run? Because that's what they reward. And that's what filters the whole way down through the business to business leaders and to managers and to employees, because they see that this is what makes them successful. These are the behaviors that will be rewarded. I've worked in companies where it hasn't been a very positive culture, maybe from a senior management level. And you can do all the work you want from the side, from a HR point of view, and they can ask you to work on culture. Our culture is not great. But unless they're walking the talk, unless they're actually valuing the right values, you're never going to change it from the side. And it was one of the things that really struck me when I joined Google was the culture from a HR point of view. We just supported it. Absolutely came from the founders. So Larry Page and Sergey Brin, they had a view about how employees should be valued, how valuable they were, how they were going to treat them, how they were going to be open and transparent. And that view right at the top, now there's over 100,000 employees in the company now, you feel that at every level, which means you also feel it at the most junior level between the teams, because that's the behavior. Those are the behaviors that are being rewarded.
And finally, Helen, can I ask you then, as somebody who's at the forefront of business, technology, and indeed human resources, how do you see the workplace maybe in 10 years' time? You looked at the last 10 years. What will it be like in 10 years' time?
That's gazing into the horizon or into the future. I think there will be a lot of things that will still be the same. I think that this the whole attitude to flexibility, the whole flexibility and use of technology is going to be huge. There's going to be more and more importance for employers to treat employees well, to share openly with them, because our employees are going to have choices. I mean, obviously, at times of downturn, it's harder to find employment. But at times at the moment where you're closer to full employment, employees have choice and they will vote with their feet. So employers always have to be listening to their employees to hear the stuff that they're valuing. I think we're going to see more and more mobility between countries. I think it'll be really interesting to see how Brexit affects us and how, you know, the international political scene plays out. But business tends to ride all of these things.
It does, yeah. Well, listen, it's been a true pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for letting us into your world. Helen Tynan, Head of People at Google, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Bobby.